podcast. We'll probably park a little bit of time for Dustin Byfuglien.
Well, I think now we have greater clarity on a couple of things. Why the Jets are so quiet, number one.
Yeah.
And that is because the league has told them to. Like, the Jets are not out of the loop. I don't think you're out of the loop when it's your player, but they don't really have control over the situation. This is now an NHL. It's as much an NHL versus the NHLPA situation as it is the Jets or Dustin Byfuglien or Dustin Byfuglien's agent, Ben Hankinson. This is now League and Players Association. And the league is determined. And, you know, I honestly had no clue about this until last weekend, the severity of it. But the league is determined to fight this as much as they can because, for them, the season-ending physical is a big deal. If you are pronounced as fit to play in the season-ending physical, as Byfuglien was, if you lose that, the sanctity of that in a grievance or a court of law or whatever, you know, that's a big loss. That opens you to all sorts of litigation. And so the league will fight to protect that. You know, the Players Association...
Yeah, pause on that. Yeah. That might, because I know a lot of Winnipeg Jets fans would look at this and say, look, let's just play nice in the sandbox, pay the man his money. It's a small investment to get him back into the mix. Mm-hmm. But your point that you're making is NHL wants to protect the value of the year-end physical.
Yes. If you're pronounced fit to play, you can't come back and say, okay, I'm owed money.
Okay.
Or I'm injured now, I'm owed money. So that's what the league's battle is. Now, the Players Association says, you know what? He's injured. It's a hockey injury. And I don't profess to know who's going to win this, but that's basically what it comes down to. The Players Association is fighting on behalf of a player that said, you know what? Fine, but I was hurt, and I thought I was fine, and I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that does happen a lot. There's no, you think you're okay, and you're not. And, you know, it's going to come down to lawyers and grievances and, you know, I've had guys tell me before, I remember, I can't say who it was, but one guy said to me once, we were going into a grievance and I thought for sure we were going to win and we lost. And you never know what an arbitrator or a lawyer is going to say at a particular time. Anytime you put something in someone else's hands, you're at the mercy of somebody else that day.
Whenever I hear offer sheet, I think trade. Weber, O'Reilly, we'll see what happens with Sebastian Aho in the next however many years. And whenever I hear arbitration, I hear trade, or at least bad blood between the two. At the end of all of this, let's just fast forward this, mm-hmm, and the arbitrator's ruling has come out.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a, and again, there's a lot of time to go and things could get better and things could get worse, but based on what we know now and where each side is at, is there enough for them to play nice again?
I believe that the Jets want Byfuglien to play for them. You know,
hang on. Having said that, like, mm-hmm, you don't have to like someone to do business with them, and I get right. that. And there have been wonderful sports stories of acrimonious relationships between the player and ownership, player and management, and the player performs. The history of sports.
Kevin Cheveldayoff and Dustin Byfuglien are really tight. Or I assume you can get back to it, right? I don't think the Jets are as... I think they're frustrated. I think they're disappointed. But I don't know if they're mad at him. I don't know that. I think they want him to play for them. They realize they're a better team with him. Like I said, they were close to him. He was a big part of their leadership group. He was an assistant captain. And I think the Jets, more than anyone else, understand... That's Dustin being Dustin, like, mm-hmm, Buff being Buff. He is his own man, and I actually really respect a lot that for him. He's his own guy. And I think any other player, Jeff, might have gone back and said, okay, I'll go for my physical and I'll just do rehab and collect my paycheck. And he just didn't want to. You know, I think he was leaning towards retiring. And, you know, that's kind of why we are where we are. I don't know how Byfuglien feels. You know, Byfuglien hasn't talked. I don't know if he will talk. You know, does he look at this as, I busted myself for this team and this is what's happening, and he can't separate the battle with the team and the battle with the NHL? I don't know. I've heard rumors that he's taken this personally, but I don't know if that's true. I also heard a rumor that he won $1,500 in like a Sioux North fishing derby, and I went online to check the results and I couldn't find... Yeah. His name in there. I think there's a lot we don't know here.